Welcome to the GP Chamber Chats with the Grosse Pointe Chamber of Commerce. On today's episode, we had the privilege of speaking with Dr. Lisa Mansdulek, owner of Eastside Dermatology here in Grosse Pointe Woods and a second office in Chesterfield. Getting ready to celebrate their 25th anniversary in business, Eastside Dermatology offers a personal and friendly touch to all of your skincare concerns. Today we talked about some tips around skincare that you may not have known and why it might be time for you to make an appointment with them. Let's dive in and learn more. Well, welcome, Dr. Mans. Very excited to have you here on the Grosse Pointe Chamber Chat. So tell us about yourself and the history behind Eastside Dermatology.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here. And it's great to be a member of the Grosse Pointe Chamber of Commerce. When I finished my derm residency at Henry Ford back in 1991, I first worked for Henry Ford for 2 years. I then joined a private practice dermatologist in Clinton Township and was there for 3 years. And since I lived in Grosse Pointe, I wanted to be closer to home, and I had the opportunity to start my own practice. Actually, it's 25 years this July 1st. Yay! And so it's our 25 year anniversary. And I opened up a very tiny office at 18348 Mack Avenue in Grosse Pointe. It was right in the same plaza with Village Market. It was a really tiny office with 3 little exam rooms, a little waiting room. And soon after I started, the patients were sort of lining up out the door and down the sidewalk approaching Village Market. So we rapidly outgrew that little office. And after about 2 years, I found a new office, which is our current location at 20030 Mack in Grosse Pointe Woods, right across from the Grosse Pointe Woods municipal building and police and fire station. Mm-hmm. And we actually kept growing. I had another doctor join me, and we actually expanded out to the New Baltimore area and started our second office on 23 Mile Road in Chesterfield. And the practice continued to grow, and it was about 3 doctors and a staff of over 20 for the 2 offices. And currently, we still have 3 doctors. It is myself, along with Dr. Natalia Filipoff. She's been with me for over 16 years. She's also from Grosse Pointe. And Dr. Mike Piernik joined us about 3 years ago, and he is excited to be part of the group, and he is our derm surgeon in the group. We are growing and thriving, and love being part of the community.
That's awesome. So tell us about what services that you guys offer at your locations.
We are a general dermatology office. So we treat patients of all ages from birth to over 100. We do cosmetic dermatology, including vascular laser for blood vessel type lesions. And also it helps with some brown lesions. I do sclerotherapy of the spider veins on the legs. We do chemical peels, Botox, and also dermal fillers, which are the Allergan fillers, Juvederm, Voluma, Velour, Bobella, for the facial lines.
Nice.
And Dr. Piernik is our derm surgeon, so he loves the surgeries.
That's great. So I know you have a new line of products that are now coming out, and you do sell products as well on top of your services. So tell us a little more about that.
We are actually expanding our retail line now, and we want to have products that will take care of every skin type and meet every skincare need for our patients, from just general good moisturizers and sunscreens to a lot of patients come in and say they don't like their wrinkles, they spend too much time in the sun. So we have a variety of products for all skin types to help meet those needs and correct those problems also.
Well, that's great. So May is Skincare Awareness Month, very timely for us, right? So what are some tips, 1 or 2 tips that maybe you can share with people who are listening that if they're, you know, they realize they need to take care of their skin a little bit more, right? And, or maybe some things that don't get addressed enough or talked about enough and we maybe take for granted in terms of our skincare.
Yeah, well, certainly. For Skin Cancer Awareness Month, we want to emphasize sun protection for all of our patients of all ages, beginning at the age of 6 months and above. Patients should be wearing sunscreen on all sun exposed areas every day. You want to apply it 15 to 30 minutes before you go outside. You want to pick a product that is at least an SPF 30. And the SPF number signifies UVB blockage, but the UVA rays also can damage our skin and cause premature aging and wrinkling. So the label also needs to say broad spectrum, which means it blocks both UVA and UVB. You want to make sure you apply it to the areas you might not think about, such as the back of the neck, the tips of the ears, and even the feet, which we sometimes forget about. Mm-hmm. You want to try and seek the shade between the sun's most intense hours of 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. And also there's good sun protection clothing. You want a UPF, which means ultraviolet protection factor of 50 or greater when you're out in the sun. And I really love the sun protective clothing, because that way you don't have to remember to reapply your sunscreen every 2 hours or after swimming or sweating. And then obviously a wide brim hat and sunglasses that offer UV protection. And I tell all of my patients, make sure you look at your skin once a month. Look from head to toe, from your scalp down to your feet. If you have a partner to help check the hard to see areas such as your back or the scalp, that's great. Otherwise, we tell patients, we show them how to use a mirror to see everywhere and get to know your skin. If you do get a newer changing growth or something that just doesn't seem right to you, trust your instinct and come on in, because skin cancers are usually almost 100% curable if they're caught really early. Whereas if you ignore the spot and think it'll go away, chances are it won't. And if you wait too long, some skin cancers can metastasize or spread. So we like to get things when they're really early, so we have the best chance at cure.
That's perfect. Thank you for sharing that.
For me, I always tell my patients it's a team effort. You know, I can come in and tell you to do this or that, but it takes the patient's family, me, and my entire staff is all involved in the care of the patient.
That's great. So you being around for 25 years, at least in this community, what are some memorable customer experiences that you can share that have made, you know, the past few decades really worthwhile?
Yeah, well, for me, I actually, now that I've been here for 25 years, looking back, I have a lot of patients that have been with me for over 20 years or 25 years, and there are even some that have followed me from my residency through my other places and are still with me now. And I'm not only treating these patients, but I'm treating their children and even their grandchildren mm-hmm. and their other family members. So it's just a real privilege to take care of these patients and know they have confidence in me and in my whole team. It's a wonderful feeling. It's an honor to be able to be a part of their family. And my patients are part of my second family, my Eastside Dermatology family. And it's just a great feeling.
That's great. So being very familiar with this Grosse Pointe community, what do you love most about it, especially as a small business owner?
I truly love being a part of the community. Number one, it's really important that I educate the community on skincare, sun protection, things to look out for. I've done lectures in grade schools through the high schools, and I do a dermatology Jeopardy for them. So on different things, skin things that might be interested, like sun protection, skin cancer, different skin diseases that might be pertinent to the age group that I'm talking to. I've done lectures with community groups, women's groups, and other groups just to provide education. But it's also really fun to be part of the community. We were part of the dog statue thing a few years ago, and our dog was named Freckles. She won the popularity contest, and we're participating in the Hearts, which is this summer. Mm-hmm. And just being contributing to certain fun runs and church functions and just being out there and having people be aware of their skin. And, you know, when I run into patients in the grocery store or whatever, they're like, oh, what do you think about this spot or whatever? We're always happy I'm always happy to offer advice and happy to see patients, and we're always taking new patients.
That's great. So how can people learn more about Eastside Dermatology or make an appointment?
Certainly call our office, 313-884-3380. We are always accepting new patients, and we would love to take care of you. It would be a privilege to take care of you. We're on Facebook, and our website is www.ederm.com.
Well, thank you, Dr. Manns. We appreciate you having you on the podcast. And yes, this is Skin Cancer Awareness Month. Check your skin, make an appointment. If you haven't been in a while, this is probably the time to come in, right?
Yeah. And most adults got too much sun growing up. I mean, we thought baby oil was a good thing. And I think SPF 2 was the highest that was around when I was growing up. So most of us have definitely gotten too much sun. People that have had a bad sunburn, you know, all of those warrant a full skin exam. People that have a history of skin cancer or many moles or precancerous moles, people with a family history of any of these, people with a history of blistering sunburns should all definitely put on their annual to-do list a full body exam by a dermatologist. And definitely never go to the tanning booth. The UV rays from the tanning booth are just as bad as the sun, and they put you at increased risk of skin cancer, especially melanoma, which is the one that can potentially metastasize.
Perfect. Thank you again, Dr. Manns, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
Thanks again for joining us for another GP Chamber Chat. We hope this episode offered you an inside look into one of the incredible Grosse Pointe businesses helping shape our community, and that you reach out to them soon. To learn more about all the businesses inside the chamber, how to join, or other upcoming events and activities within the Grosse Pointe communities, visit www.grossepointechamber.com.